Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess in the beginning, episode 10. In the beginning, episode 10, 10. So, today we are going back to the verse from which we are gleaning all the messages, all the episodes. And that is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, or the heaven and the earth. And then when you go to message, the another version of the Bible. First this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see and all you don't see. Okay? And then Amplified Classic says, Genesis 1:1 again. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. So in the previous episode, I said to you that it is critical for us to see that in the beginning means time. Let's begin again. That means let's start. That's how you begin your final exams. It means that let's begin. Okay, start. That is it. So beginning means time. Now, it shows, as I said, that when God created, he created out of nothing. And that nothing there is verse 2 that says, and the earth was without form and void. That word, form and void. There are two words in the Hebrew language, and it's called toho boho. Toho boho. Or toho boho. Whichever way you say that. Toho boho. And in Hebrew, it means nothing, nothing. So the earth was without form and void. The earth was nothing. There was nothing, nothing on the earth. There was nothing, nothing. So God created out of what? Nothing, nothing. Okay, so which means nothing existed before Genesis 1:1. Nothing existed before Genesis 1:1. And that also means angels, no angel existed before Genesis 1:1. It is so life-changing. Well, how are you saying that? Because when you understand it, it brings clarity to your life. And what I mean is that we're not talking about head knowledge. The head knowledge is, I just listened to Professor Solomon. She was saying that in the beginning, I mean, before Genesis 1:1, there were no angels. And that God is the one who, when he says in the beginning, then that same time began. And therefore, all creation came after that. It is true. But then what happens is that you don't get the revelation. The revelation of this is that Satan, therefore, who was an angel, is a created being. Listen again. I'm saying angels were not before Genesis 1:1. Angels came after Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Alpha and Omega, he was the only one who was there. So angels came after Genesis 1:1. So right now, whatever situation you have right now, as you're hearing me, whatever it is that the devil has done, whatever it is that any evil spirit has done, whatever it is that you are dealing with that is demonic, listen, that thing is a creation. That thing is not bigger than God. That thing was not in existence before Genesis 1:1. And therefore, that thing is subject to the power of God. It is wonderful for all of us to begin to think this way. When we have this revelation, it changes a lot of things in our lives. because it means that when whatever you have now, you have calmness in your spirit, because after all, what you're creating, you're dealing with, wasn't there before Genesis 1:1. Whatever you are dealing with came after Genesis 1:1, and therefore is subject to the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, today, go into the world, live like this, that whatever I have now today, I'm dealing with, was not there before Genesis 1:1, and therefore is subject to the power of God. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody.